I'm happy to have Alon Goldstein at our Mason and Hamlin Piano. Welcome to the Midday.
Great to be here. Thank you.
He's going to be performing at Farley's House of Pianos. Let's see, it's March 10th and 11th?
Yep.
Which will be tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And a program that includes some Scarlatti, I think, but what else?
It includes four Scarlatti sonatas and an arrangement of Mozart concerto number 23 in A major, an interesting arrangement by the 19th century composer, conductor Ignaz Lachner. So an arrangement for piano and string quintet.
You'll be playing with the Priority Quartet?
Yes, with the Priority Quartet.
And those arrangements are charming. It's a great way to hear a piano concerto boiled down into a piano quintet. Things come out that you wouldn't hear in an orchestral version.
Well, interestingly, Mozart arranged some of his earlier concerti, number 11, 12, 13, and 14. And there is some speculations that he was thinking also of arranging the later ones. This is number 23. And he ended up not doing it, but Ignaz Lachner did it. And it's very clever, very interesting. And there are two elements, I think, which are quite different. It's, on the one hand, it brings greater intimacy to these pieces.
Yes.
As well as intensity. I mean, we all associate the Mozart piano concerti as miniature operas.
That's true, yes. Those wonderful, long, singing, slow movements in particular. Those
absolutely.
Operatic
and so
movements.
Now the conversation that I usually would have with the woodwinds, I have them with the strings, which are sitting much closer to me. So again, you have greater intimacy and intensity, and it might bring new light to something we heard before.
I'm sure it will. Sure it will. Well, speaking of intimacy, Scarlatti, Domenico Scarlatti, one of the great keyboard players of all time, composer of hundreds of these sonatas that are, by our standards, short, 3-, 4-, 5-minute sonatas, but they too have a kind of an intimacy to them, often.
This is an astounding and astonishing, overwhelming body of work. 555 sonatas, which are an unbelievable study in accuracy and transparency, and I think above all, they're a study in imagination. Every possible and impossible aspect of keyboard playing is exhibited in these sonatas. I'm going to play four in the concerts that are coming this weekend, and I'm going to also pose a challenge to the audience, because one of the sonatas that I'm playing examines the idea of crossing hands. Never in my life have I seen or have I heard anything that has so many hands crossing. And whoever guesses it right will get a free CD.
Something to hear and something to see.
Absolutely, often, to see.
Often the case. You're going to have a Scarlatti for us right now, though.
Sure. Let's play some Scarlatti.
Thank you.
Sublime.
Thank you.
Great lovely music. And there are 549 more where that came from. Well, we have time for one more short thing before you take off and before we get to the quiz question. What do you have?
Something different, some ginastera maybe?
Oh, sure. That would be different.
Let's dance.
Contrary to what it may have sounded like, there was just one pianist and one piano there. No orchestra, no second or third piano. That was a dance by Ginastera, played by my guest today. He's just stopped by for a few minutes on his way to perform this weekend. He is Alan Goldstein, and you're going to have the audience enthralled, I predict, on those two performances tomorrow and Sunday at Farley's in Madison.
I hope so.
Well, thanks for sharing some of your musicianship with us today for the midday.
Privilege to be here. Thank you.